Life happens fast. Be financially ready. Call Mesiro, 877-MESIROW. It's a Mesiro Monday. Happy October, everyone. We chatted with Noah Block a couple weeks ago live on the show. Last week, we treaded some new ground on some deeper topics about the spooky things that you can do with your finances that you shouldn't be doing. We talked about the spending and the budget, the debt last week. This is my favorite one, Noah, because compounding interest is, I think, the reason I do this show is because it's like the one thing I want to impart to listeners to either remind themselves or to tell their kids and grandkids about. Because it's the reason I am able to do this show is because someone told me this lesson when I was 21 years old, and I think it's the most important thing someone ever told me. Would you agree?
I would agree. Absolutely.
I mean, starting early makes such a difference, right?
It really does. It really does. Time's on your side when you're investing.
Mm-hmm. Talk us through it a little more. Expand.
So we always tell, you know, clients, kids, to start early, because every year that your money is invested, it's compounding on itself, like you mentioned, mm-hmm. and can really make a difference over the long term. And I think we have some numbers we can talk about.
Which numbers do you have? I'm curious if we have the same numbers.
So the numbers I had is comparing somebody who starts investing at age 25 versus somebody who starts at age 35.
That's exactly the numbers I have. You do yours first. That. Yeah.
So mine is, you know, if somebody invests $500 a month starting at age 25, and we assume a 7% return, which I think for a long-term investor is pretty reasonable. Mm-hmm. You know, that money when they're 60 could be about $900,000.
If they do 25 and just go all the way to 60?
Yeah, okay. Invest $500 a month all the way till 60.
Okay.
Growing at 7%.
Okay,
900,000. And if we do the same thing, investing 500 a month, but starting at 35 and going till 60, so 10 years later and 10 years less of investing, that number is only about 400,000.
Less than half.
Less than half for a 10-year difference is astonishing, really.
Can I give you the number that my guy gave me way back when? When I was 22, I was working down at WPGU Radio down in Champaign, Illinois, making $29,000, so not that much at the time. But my guy from the company pulled me over and he goes, "Hey, how much do you spend in rent? How much do you spend in this? Let's talk about retirement." Here's what he shared with me. Same thing. Let's say you start at 25 years old and you save $250 per month. And again, you can do more. You should do more than that if you can. But let's say you get $250 per month and you stop at the age of 35, which you're not going to do. But let's say you did. You just did the first 10 years. And I assumed a 9.5% growth. But it doesn't matter. The numbers are different. You would get at 35 years old, you'd have about $50,000 in there. And then you'd stop. But by 67, you'd have over $1 million in that account. That's with the compounding interest and all that jazz, and 9.5% is a little bit more. Versus the person that saves every year from 35 to 67, they'd have $622,000 in their account. So literally, you could, you're not going to, do the first 10 years, stop, and you'd have more than the person that started at 35.
That's amazing.
Bonkers.
That is amazing.
That's wild to me.
That is.
And that really stuck with me. So I know a lot of our viewers and listeners and probably clients you talk to, they might feel a little left out because you're talking about saving those first few years, but that's got to be something that they want to then impart to their kids and grandkids, right?
Definitely, definitely. And even if it's a summer job, you know, while in college, like we just both gave examples, if it's $100, $200 that they're able to contribute, it still makes a huge difference in the long term. So that was something that was told to me in my internship was take some money, invest it, and you will thank us later.
Yes.
for what the outcome is. And that's true.
I also think that seeing a retirement account grow a little bit, even if it's a little bit, there is a cyclical snowball effect to it. So then when I started saving, and it wasn't that much when I left WPGU to do something else, but I had a little chunk of change and I was like, that's pretty good. That encouraged me to keep doing it. So I think there is this like perpetuating aspect to savings, especially in retirement.
Totally, totally. And sort of, we always say that the two most important things are investing and staying invested. Mm-hmm. And I think what you're talking about is kind of that theme as well of, you know, letting the market work for you and continuing to be a participant in the market is always going to benefit you the longer runway you have.
Right. Dollar cost averaging too. You don't need to do anything fancy.
Right.
We're talking about it was a nonprofit. So it was a 403B, same thing as the 401K. Just, it was regular every other week out of the Friday, never saw it. Now, other places I've worked, have also now added like a Roth 401k option. Mm-hmm. And that's an interesting bucket to like put some money into as well to do different things with taxes, but we're not going to get into that today. Okay, one thing I want to ask you though is I don't want people that are over 50 to feel left out of this.
Right.
Because retirement in theory is to last a long time.
Right.
So just because you're 52, you can still take advantage of compounding interest because, God willing, you're going to be needing that money when you're 95, 96, right?
Right. That's something we always talk about is that investing doesn't end when you retire. Investing doesn't stop at 65, at 60, whenever it is that you retire. You're invested for your life. And, you know, hopefully that's 90, 100 years old. So even at 50, your time horizon is still 40 or 50 years, which is still in the market terms a very long time and mm-hmm. a pretty good odds that your returns will be somewhere in that 7 to 10% compounding annually.
Right. How you invest may change when you're sure. retired. Obviously, you're done working, essentially. You hope so. So you have to be a little more careful and check your blind spots a little bit more. It's not like when you're 20 or 30 and you're like, crash the market. I don't care. Like, I'll put more in. Right. But it's different. But still, you have a long time. And the government tries and helps you out after 50, right? There's catch-up options, too, for people.
Right. There's catch-up options where you can contribute more to the 401k. For people over 50, it's $1,000 more, which doesn't sound like a lot. But again, the numbers we ran through over time can be a big difference. And so, yeah, I mean, we encourage anyone and everyone who has the income to continue to be an investor as long as they can and okay. continue to contribute as long as they can.
All right. So the one thing, is anyone listening right now, call the youngest person you know. That's not 10 years old because I tried to tell this to my cousin, my niece, Matilda, who's like 11. She didn't care. She didn't care about any of this stuff. But find a 22-year-old. Find that kid that's just out of college and just getting their first job. And maybe they're enrolled in the 401k automatically for a couple percentage points. Challenge them to get it up to 10 or 15% or get it to 8 and then set an automatic increase every 6 months or every year. Get in people's heads about that because that can create generational changes.
It can. And you mentioned the 401k match, and I think that's kind of one of the most important aspects of saving early on in your career, especially is it's kind of, if you don't get the match, you're kind of missing out on free money. It's free money that your employer is giving you to help you save for retirement. So getting that match is crucial. A lot of companies, you know, match 100% up to your 3% contribution. Mm-hmm. You know, every company is a little bit different, but it is literally free money that they give you to help support retirement.
Exactly. Okay, Noah Block, we've hammered this one home for people. And you can still obviously catch up on those retirement savings, even if you're a little bit older. 877-MESIROW, MESIROW.com. We'll do it one more week with Noah Block next week here on WGN Radio. Want to live well? Then you need to plan well. A Mesiro advisor can help you create a financial plan that fits your life. Call Mesiro at 877-MESIROW.